and then heard himself clearly for the first time, singing under his breath, not words exactly, but just an old, barely remembered refrain from one of the songs on Mrs. Shaw's kitchen radio. A wee away, a wee away, a wee away. He quit it, creeped out by the muttery, talismanic quality of the chant, and called for Oi to stop. Need to take a leak, boy?
Oi!
Cocked ears and bright eyes, providing the rest of the message. Don't take too long. Jake sprayed urine onto one of the tile walls. Greenish dreck was seeping between the squares. He also listened for the sound of pursuit and was not disappointed. How many back there? What sort of posse? Roland probably would have known, but Jake had no idea. The echoes made it sound like a regiment. As he was shaking off, it came to Jake Chambers that the pair would never do this again, or grin at him and point his finger, or cross himself before eating. They had killed him, taken his life, stopped his breath and pulse. Save, perhaps, for dreams, the pair was now gone from the story. Jake began to cry. Like his smile, the tears made him once again look like a child. Oi had turned around, eager to be off on the scent, but now looked back over one shoulder with an expression of unmistakable concern. "It's all right," Jake said, buttoning his fly and then wiping his cheeks with the heel of his hand. Only it wasn't all right. He was more than sad, more than angry, more than scared about the low men running relentlessly up his back trail. Now that the adrenaline in his system had receded, he realized he was hungry as well as sad. Tired, too. Tired? Verging on exhaustion. He couldn't remember when he'd last slept. Being sucked through the door into New York, he could remember that, and Oi almost being hit by a taxi, and the God-bomb minister with the name that reminded him of Jimmy Cagney playing George M. Cohan in that old black-and-white movie he'd watched on the TV in his room when he was small. Because, he realized now, there had been a song in that movie about a guy named Harrigan. H-A-R-R-I, Harrigan, that's me. He could remember those things, but not when he'd last eaten a square egg, Oi barked, relentless as fate. If Bumbler's had a breaking point, Jake thought wearily, Oi was still a long way from his.
Ache, ache!
Yeah, yeah, he agreed, pushing away from the wall. Ache, ache will now run, run. Go on. Find Susanna.